Time now to take five for your community. It's a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Today we have Steve Sturgis and Cindy Barber with us. Leadership Davies County is what we're here to talk about today. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
And Steve, good morning to you as well.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. Now, Leadership Davies County, Cindy, how many classes have gone through now?
This will be number four.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, talk to anyone who has gone through this program, and they have gathered so much from that. Matter of fact, I love it when a plan comes together. We have someone who's gone through the program right here with us, Mr. Steve Sturgis. Steve, talk about what you did and what you learned from Leadership Davies County and your experience.
I learned a lot going through this class. There was, you know, you live and work in a community for so long, sometimes you can just get into a routine, maybe develop some blinders, you forget about all what are the good things that exist, and maybe you're not aware of some of the new things that are going on. After taking this course, I just felt better connected, more informed, kind of removed the blinders, so to say.
Absolutely. Well said. And so what was a highlight or two that you remember from the class this past year? What did you learn that you didn't know about?
One thing I learned on a personal level was just we spent a course about learning about personalities. And so I learned about what my personality was, all the different other personalities, the strengths and weaknesses, how you resolve conflict, things like that. And it was very interesting. And so I, on a personal level, I learned a lot about myself, but then you can take that information and apply it anywhere. I know what my wife's personality is, my daughter's. It's just very interesting. Other things I learned was just, I remember we had a local class on the local city government, local county government. We spent a day in Indianapolis, so kind of hit all three levels of government there. I found that very interesting and just learned a lot and talking with a lot of the elected officials throughout the city, county, and state.
Wow. And Cindy, the program itself, first off, employers listening today, they have to kind of compromise and meet in the middle. They want some of their employees to go through this to learn more. It's kind of a because sometimes they get out of work for it. Is that right?
Sure. So most several local businesses have offered sponsorship. It's $300, which when you look at other leadership programs, and especially in big cities, they're thousands of dollars. So the price point is excellent. So companies do not appear to be hesitating to sponsor an employee and also then give them the one day per month. It's a day per month and then an overnight retreat in October. September through May. So that it's a big commitment. But I think when you look at companies like Grain Processing, German American, the hospital, several companies have committed one or two or more people each year. And they're seeing a great, the return is not meant to be necessarily professional because we're community development, but the bonus is they get some of that too. So they get personal leadership development skills like Steve talked about. And then our wish is to engage them at a higher level in the community to bring, to make the community more vibrant. So that's our ultimate goal.
And you know, you're seeing, we're here this morning because they're running out of time to get signed up for this next class, and you're seeing these classes fill up quickly.
We are. So the deadline's September 1st. It starts the third Thursday in September and runs through May. They do have to commit to an overnight retreat in October where we go out of town for a night and do some team building and some more skill development. So we combine skill development with learning about the county. And we're getting, just great results. And we have about 47 in an alumni cadre now. So we're excited about that.
And if they want to sign up, what's the best way to go about it?
So right now, I think the best way would be to call me on my cell phone, 812-617-5206, or shoot me an email, cabarber at purdue.edu. It's a program of Purdue Extension, and we're growing it statewide, so I think eventually they'll have opportunities to connect with others in the state, which is the next exciting thing that's coming up, but we'll keep offering it.
So from a professional standpoint, you put this on your resume, it looks really good too.
I think so too, and the connections that you make, so you don't only connect to the people in the class. We bring in leaders and folks in the community for every session. So always provide time for networking and then just learning about those folks. So people are feeling, I think, more and more and more connected and making friends. It's good if you've lived here for all your life, and then it's also good if you're newer to the community and want to meet some people.
$300, small price to pay. It's a full year, right?
Right, 9 months. So everything's included. I think we try to make it pretty class act, so you get fed well. Meet in nice locations. We've got lots of great, again, sponsorship to make all of that possible, and we're grateful to be able to offer it. It's been well received, and we're very grateful.
Leadership Davies County, it's an awesome program, and the next classes are forming now. September 1st is the deadline. Get on board. Just real quick, Who are you really targeting? This is really open to anyone, isn't it?
Anyone, yeah.
Anyone who's community-minded or just has an interest in this, I would encourage them to just get an application and apply. Cindy runs an excellent program, and you'll come out feeling better connected and informed to the community.
That's awesome. It's that easy, guys. Get on board now. Join Leadership Daviess County before September 1st. Cindy, before we let you go, let's give your contact information one more time.
Sure, 812-617-5206. And my email is cabarber@purdue.edu.
Leadership Daviess County, class is forming now. September 1st is the deadline. Get on board. It's a worthwhile program. You're going to gain a lot from it professionally, personally, and certainly a great opportunity for you thanks to the Purdue Extension. And Cindy, thanks to you for organizing this and getting it rolling. I don't think you even envisioned it going to this level this quick, but it has really taken off big.
It has. It's been a joy. So thanks so much for all the support.
Absolutely. Cindy Barber, Steve Sturgis, thank you guys for coming in. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.